We're about ready to start the second half. Both teams are going through final loosens up as the Indians lead at 46-0. Joe Kieselski with two touchdown runs. Alex Segovia, a touchdown run and a touchdown pass reception from Blake Dunn. Alex Anjuns a touchdown run. Blake Dunn a touchdown run. And Joe Shishagway recovered a block punt in the end zone for a touchdown. That's all the Saugatuck scoring. And the deepest penetration outside of the initial drive for Bangor, I mean for Goebbels, was the Saugatuck 20. The initial drive, Goebbels started on the Saugatuck 28, lost a yard, and it was held on downs. They haven't been that close since on the opening series. And that was due to a nice kickoff return. So now the Indians will kick off as Goebbels won the toss and deferred their decision to the second half. We've been playing with a wind that initially was coming, and it still is coming out of the southwest, up to 14 to 22 miles an hour. Hasn't really been a factor in this game. Both teams liking to run with the ball. The Indians did convert their only pass for a score. Indians have also, besides the block punt, have recovered two fumbles and had an interception intercepted a pass. Blake Dunn at helping the Indians. Tanner being unavailable, sprained ankle. They hope to have him back for the playoff game next week. Available if needed, under shoulder still an issue to deal with. He is playing on special teams right now, but not really given the full go-ahead to go on both sides. And AJ has had a good season so far with that shoulder injury. Blake Dunn and Michael Indians moving right and left back. The return men are standing inside outside their 15. I'm expecting a big punt from Dunn. And Dunn does kick it slow. Somerville at his 26. Runs down the right side. 35-40. Four Indians to finally bring them down at the Goebbels 45-yard line, depending on the spot. So with 11:44 to go in the third quarter, down 46-0, and it will be a running clock right now. The Goebbels to win a 35 after running clock. Ball first and 10 for the Tigers on their own 45. And really plays against a team that might want to have an opportunity to come back. Score quickly. On the hand, maybe 4 yards. Gildea, the ball carrier. Gate 3-4 Gildea, second down and 7 from the 48-yard line. Goebbels in a huddle offense, what the operating procedure is. But unlike other no-huddle offenses that use the spread, they basically go with the T formation, two tight ends, full house backfield, and Indians have 9 in the box. You got signals to freshman Hunt. Option left. Some opening. Got a couple of concealed blocks. He's going to go all the way, perhaps. Can he get past Segovia? Yes, but in. He cannot get past
Tyler Hunt on a quarterback keeper.
He up back. Could not get past the Indians' Damien Walton, who finally crawls him inside the 10.
First down.
But then Waldo knocked him down at the Saugatuck 9. 43-yard run by Hunt, but a couple of great seal blocks to allow him to go down the right sideline. And if it wasn't for Segovia, he would have scored the touchdown. On first and goal, handoff off of left guard, Kyle James. Delay handoff and delayed results. Only maybe a yard to the 8. Second and goal at the Saugatuck 8. Goebbels trying to get on the board quickly with the running clock at 9:38 to go. First, third. On the right hash. Blue clad Goebbels Tigers, navy blue with gold, with orange numerals, blue pants. Second down, Hunt, keeper, off of right tackle. He'll go to the end zone, touchdown. Indians have won out this season. That's all they're going to get.
in for a touchdown.
It's the touchdown. Tyler Hunt, an 8-yard run. Fourth down run. He gets his fourth rushing touchdown of the season. Like Blake Dunn, the freshman quarterback for Saugatuck, Hunt has to do everything for the Tigers. He will be in for the conversion. Holding will be Tyler Furman, right-footed soccer-style kicker. 9:21 to go. Extra point. Line drive. Good. Just over the crossbar. So Banger with the, Goulds with the touchdown. Cut the margin to 46-7. 39-point difference. So the running clock will still be in effect once the ball is put into play or once the kickoff return is begun. That is a warning to his Saugatuck team. Goebbels now has a sniff. Don't let them get any more than this because there's still time and things do happen in football. The Indians need to play discipline and focus their game right now. So, a challenge for the Tribe. Again, the Indians are into the postseason.
Gary Weiser.
And we'll know Sunday night where they'll play in the first round, and who they'll play. By Monday afternoon, we should know date and time.
And well,
if we know, you'll know on our website at 92.7thefan.com. Tonight we'll be on the air at probably 6:40.
Matty Pauley.
If it's Saturday afternoon, let's hope not.
The Tigers are coached by Brittany and Andy Moore.
We'll call that situation. Here's Hunt's kickoff. Indians keeping an eye on a possible short kick. Right-footed kicker. Hunt delivers a grounder. Picked up by Koenig at the 35. Up the middle. Past the 40.
By Jacob Koenig.
And it's going to be about the 23. So Koenig. He'll put it. 43 of Saugatuck, first 10th drive at the Saugatuck 43. Running clock, 8:54 left to go third quarter, and Saugatuck leading at 46-7. Anschutz, Alex Segovia, and Koenig in the back.
Hand off to Jacob Koenig.
Good solid run. Off of right, blocking of right guard Cole Hartman, right tackle. Moves the ball to midfield. Gain of 7 on the play. Second down and 3. Indians have controlled both. Whether or not Joe Koscielski is even in uniform, he left the game. Return. On handoff goes to four-yard loss back to the four from there for the Indians. Indians is 4 for 6 on third down. T formation for Saugatuck, 2 tight ends. Pull out the backfield. Keep it around left end. Cuts at the 50, 45, left side, 40, and is run out of bounds inside the 35-yard line by Cody Martin, the 5'11 junior. Blake Dunn on the carry gets it to the 33 and a first down. Freshman quarterback.
Ball resting on the
Jordan
Tigers
Mitchell makes his first offensive appearance tonight. 755. Shoots is the fullback.
I don't know what that means, but I know
that's what it is. That's how many
Jersey and Blair's
34. Up the middle and shoots.
There's 16.
That one.
classic strong fullback that Naugatuck normally features. And coming in with the players to go second and nine.
Well,
they'll say second and eight at 32. 17 yards is the official yardage on the run for Dunn on that first third down conversion. Here is Segovia off of left guard on his feet. Past the 25. Rumbles to about the 21, maybe the 20. That'll move the sticks in another first down. Segovia hitting the hard and gets an 11-yard gain. That is 14 first downs now for the Tribe. Clock is running with 5:47 to go third quarter. Saugatuck with a 46-7 lead, and they're responding to Goble's first.
Don't put it on the website until we get the second half. How it goes on the website, just put the second half before we get the first half.
And it's to Koenig off of right guard. On his feet to the 15.
And
battling towards the 10. We'll for first down.
Cody Martin,
good hard running from the senior captain, Jacob Koenig. We'll move the sticks just outside the 10. We'll call it the 11, gain of 10. First down, and get a first down without a touchdown, ball just outside the 10, so we'll call it the 11. And all the right hash, Indians moving right to left in their road whites. E formation, done. Hands it off now to Jordan Mitchell. He'll stand into the end zone. Touchdown, Saugatuck Indians.
Jordan Mitchell off of
left guard runs for the touchdown. His first touchdown of the as a varsity player, and the Indians have extended their lead to 52-7. Jordan Mitchell's first carry of the game is an 11-yard touchdown run. A 4 minute and 5 second drive. Seven plays, 57 yards. Dunn's extra point doesn't even get above the crossbar and pulls it left. Again, this Blake round, Blake Dunn just kicking because the Indians' regular kicker, Tanner Nutting, is in crutches with a tender ankle. But the Indians' lead has been restored to 46, but is now at 45 points. At 52-7, as Jordan Mitchell now joins in the fun tonight. Why do they officiate? Some officiate from the love of the sport.
We're not even into the start of the fourth quarter. This is going to be a longer game than
normal. Some officiate because they got tired about complaining on officials.
I really do like being here. But you have a job and you're.
You can do one.
I know I'm out of here next week.
Going to the FHSAA.com. HSAA, you can be a referee, and you don't need training to be one. But actually, if you sign up to be, you're not going to be thrown into a state championship game right away. You'll be working racket football or peewee basketball or something like that. You'll be getting training from veteran officials who want to have you develop your craft. So, be official. Get into the game. Public service message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association and the Midwest Communication Stations in Holly. Here's Dunn's kickoff. Fumble out of the kickoff return. It's scooped up by Segovia. He'll score the touchdown. An 11-yard touchdown fumble recovery by Segovia as Goebbels tried to do some dipsy doing on their two return men, Somerville and James, and they left the ball at the 11, and Segovia swooped in and recovered it for a touchdown. An 11-yard fumble recovery for the touchdown by Segovia on the kickoff. Just like that, Saugatuck's lead is now extended to 51 points. And with the super lead now, once you get past the 49 threshold, the clock doesn't stop at all. Indians will not attempt a two-point conversion. They will attempt a two-point conversion. They're not going to try to get points here unless they are giving it to them. Koenig will be stopped short of the two-point try. So Saugatuck's lead with now a full running clock. 15. Indians are on their way to
before. They didn't get into the postseason. This is going to be their 40th win with 50 points. Not, it's not bad. Right, and what's left? The Indians are about 14 minutes away. James. For Goebbels at their own 30-yard line. And any chances or any thoughts they had of possibly getting back into this game after the touchdown run by Hunt.
Ball spotted on the Tigers.
Stymied by the long Saugatuck run and then another turnover. They have had three fumbles, an interception, and a blocked punt. The Tigers have been their own worst enemy. First and 10 at the 30. Up the middle. Good solid run by Pierce Freeland. Past midfield and down at the 44 of Saugatuck. Pierce Freeland up the middle. A.J. Starring with the hit. But the good run by
Yard running up for a Tiger.
Freeland. Ball on the Saugatuck 44. 26 yards on the run by Freeland. Minute 20 to go. Running clock, third quarter. Hunt. Heads into the second back through. That is Breland again.
Here's Breland up the middle, brought down by.
And he got maybe a yard to the 43. Second down and 9 from there.
1 yard gain.
It's all Indians right now. 58-7 under a minute to go, third quarter.
33-yard line.
Tried to string out the play running to his left and basically got back to the line of scrimmage. Half a minute to go, third quarter. Goebbels has the ball on the Saugatuck 43-yard line, third and 9, third and we'll call it a long 8. Tyler Hunt, barking signals. He's back to throw, rolls left, has time. Looks, throws downfield, it is incomplete. Overshot his receiver, James, on the left side. And shoots, and Segovia were there to defend. Three quarters in the books. Saugatuck in command. Saugatuck 58, Tiger 7. This is Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheBand.com. Fourth down and 8 from the 43-yard line of Saugatuck. Banger with the ball. Officials talking things over. The referee is talking with referee Jim Wisely. Now, 3 weeks ago, Saugatuck held sway on Martin so much they cut it down to 10-minute quarters. Said 12. But play 12 here, but a running clock as soon as the ball is snapped. Fourth down and 8 for goal. And it's back to throw. And a man is open, and it's incomplete. Good play by Anschutz. Anschutz timed his hit perfectly to knock the ball out of Ty Jacob Tiller's hands at the 30 of Saugatuck. That would have been a first down. The Indians hold on downs, and they'll get the ball with 11:35 to go in the game, leading it by a score of 58-7. and they'll have the ball on their own 43-yard line.
Ball resting on their own 43-yard line.
And we should see Alex Segovia in at quarterback. That's been the standard operating procedure when Saugatuck's had a big lead. Nope, Blake Dunn is going to have to – nope, it's well, the Indians may have to call a timeout. Mitchell was going to come in. Dunn comes out. And, yeah, it looks as if Alex Segovia is at quarterback in the – and a fumble snap. Indians have been good about holding the ball, and Segovia does keep it. And that's not surprising that Andrew Block and Segovia had a little miscommunications there. Second down at 10 from the 43-yard line.
Recovered by
Alex Segovia, who has rushed for a touchdown, caught a pass for a touchdown, recovered a fumble for a touchdown. He's in at quarterback. Jordan Mitchell comes in with the play. He and Cole Hartman flanking Anschutz at fullback. Segovia will keep it on the quarterback run around right end, not much there, maybe a yard to the 44. Right now, all Bill Dunn wants his team to do is run out the last 10 minutes and go home
Jimmy Hopkins and
with
Jamie
the win. Alex Segovia really put this one in. By the way, Blake Dunn is going to come in now. And he'll run the team for the third down play. By the way, our coverage on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com doesn't end when our broadcast ends. I'll chat with Coach Bill Dunn, and we'll have the After the Game podcast on our website following the game, and we'll have it up overnight. Third down with Blake Dunn at quarterback.
Segovia.
Segovia back to his normal halfback position off of left tackle. It's maybe a couple of yards to the 45.
By Jamie Somerville, Jimmy Hopkins.
So before them,
Gilday and Kyle Gay.
Blake Dunn, who didn't have a great first punt, only 25 yards his first strike.
One game.
Will be asked to punt again. This one into the wind again. Whistle blows, and we're going to get a timeout called by the Tribe. Not totally satisfied with how things are going with 9:13 to go in the fourth quarter. And Saugatuck enjoying the lead. By the way, we got – Holly, our trainee, in along with Eric Michaels. Guys, what I want to do right now, and I hope you got your ears on, why don't we take a one-minute break right now? We're due a break right now. So let's take a one-minute break, and then we'll be back with more. It's Saugatuck 58 and Goble 7, 9:13 to go in this one. And you're listening to Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com.
Come in and find all the back-to-school supplies you need at Friss Office Outfitters in Holland. HP inkjet printers from $34.99, a large selection of eco-friendly products, over 115 different ring binders from $1.29, 35% off colored storage carts, 50% off artist canvas. They have pens, pencils, markers, and highlighters by the box or by the item. Friss has the largest selection of school, office, and art supplies in West Michigan. When it comes to school supplies, no matter what you need or how many, you'll find it at Friss Office Outfitters on River Avenue in Holland.
Your visit to Saugatuck isn't complete without lunch or dinner at the Butler Restaurant, a local favorite for decades. This West Michigan landmark beckons you with a fabulous view of historic Lake Kalamazoo and a fabulous menu featuring the famous Butler Burger, along with delectable entrees, salads, burgers, and sandwiches. You can preview their menu at thebutlerrestaurant.com. Whether it's after the game, a relaxing weekend, or a midweek treat, enjoy casual waterfront dining at the Butler Restaurant in Saugatuck.
The station where music comes first. From Grand Haven to South Haven and all across the lakeshore. We are 92.7 The Van. WYVN, Saugatuck, Holland.
We are back here at Goebbels after the punt by Blake Dunn. Goebbels has the ball first and 10 at their own 33-yard line. Penalty marker flies. Umpire with the call. And it'll be a legal procedure against the Goebbels Tigers. Interesting score, and Don Dykstra is helping me tonight. I think
Tigers
it was 32-17. You heard Lawton.
First and 15 ball.
Yeah,
42. 27-yard line.
34-17. Okay. That score was Waterville 34, Lawton 17. That's for the Sac South title. That's a halftime score there, as the Panthers are trying to finish undefeated. Both teams are going to the postseason, but the Panthers want to win the outright Sac South title. Run up the middle by Somerville after the 5-yard penalty moves the ball to the 35-yard line. 7:45 to go in a running clock. This one is Saugatuck 58, Goebbels 7. Tigers with the ball. on the left hash, moving right to left in the fourth quarter. Handoff goes to Pierce Breland around right end, clears the end, and then
Pierce
gets to about the 45
right.
And was stopped solidly by Hartman. Cole Hartman.
4 yard gain on the play.
I like the looks of this young man. Hartman has played very well. He was called up from the JV when Starring was hurt earlier this year, and he has earned his spot on as a lineman and as a running back. I can see why Bill Dunn likes the looks of this freshman. Cole Hartman, 5'10", 190. He'll fill out nicely. Third down, 3 from the 40 of Bangor. And Hunt, quarterback run off of left tackle, will convert the third down. That's the first converted third down of the night for Bangor.
Tackle by Andrew Starring, 5 yard gain, enough for a touchdown.
With the run. And he'll move the ball to the 45-yard line. 6.5 to go in this one. Goebbels staring at an end of a season with 5-4. Almost blowing a Saugatuck offside, but Hunt's back to throw. Rolls left. Throws on the left side. Incomplete. He tried to get Jimmy Hopkins, and Segovia got a high hit. He's going to get called for it. Hands to the face, I think, this one. And it was right in front of the official, and I think that's a good call. Indians, the one thing they have not done too well tonight is penalties. No penalties in the second half after committing 7 for 65 yards in the first half. Now they get smacked for a 15-yard big one. On Segovia,
it's a penalty against Saugatuck, personal
foul. And, it's plain and simple, that was a good call. He hit him high. The Saugatuck contingent, we got some fans, some diehard and some high-in-the-world fans that made the trip down. There's a story I got to tell you about, and I have not had a chance to tell you about. It's from opening night up in Montebello. Hunt back to throw. Oh, Saccarino is rolling to his right, and Hartman got him. Back at the 42-yard line of, at the 46-yard line of Goebbels. Hartman with the sack. First game of the season up in Montebello. And we just finished the interview with Bill Dunn, the post-game interview for the After the Game podcast. And one of the Montebello people came over and said that, tell your coach, tell your athletic director, penalty marker behind the play on the run by Somerville. He's dragged out of bounds by Craig at the 38 of Saugatuck, but this one's going back for a hold against Goebbels. But one of the Montebello officials asked me to pass on to Bill Dunn, say, tell your athletic director and coach about how well-behaved your fans were tonight. We really appreciate it, and we just came over from their stands, and we didn't have any garbage to pick up. Your fans picked up the garbage after him. We've never had that before.
10 yards from the spot of the foul.
Bill Dunn was beaming from ear to ear when he heard that. And I haven't had a chance to tell that story on the air, and I'm glad I have a chance now with 4 minutes to go, clock running, and a 58-7 lead for Saugatuck here in Goebbels in the last game of the regular season. I think part of it is the fact that at Saugatuck home games at Jarvis Memorial Field, fans are asked to clean up after themselves. So they just bring it on the road. Hunt's in trouble. Back to throw. Couple of eludes. Still running. Now throws. Left side man wide open, and he's got it. And it's Freeland. Left side 30. 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. He goes toward the goal line. He'll be a yard shy. Knocked out by.
Pass completed to Pierce Freeland.
Austin Phillips at the goal line. But give full marks to Hunt, who. He wears number 2. He looks like Doug Flutie, another famous number 2 in terms of
first down.
Being elusive and getting out of trouble there. 304, 303 left. Goebbels trying to get a second touchdown here on first and goal from the Saugatuck 1. Full house backfield. Like back there, stacking up now in the full house here. Hunt to Somerville, to the goal line, Bull back. Hartman doesn't stop. Touchdown.
Somerville up the middle.
Somerville for the touchdown.
Touchdown.
Jamie Somerville with the 1 yard run for the touchdown. And for Somerville, that will be his fifth rushing touchdown of the season. 2:38 to go. And Goebbels will to get a over the 2 here. Yes, so a stacked full house backfield, two halfbacks and a
I mean, obviously, you know, like,
And to the big running back, that's going to be one of the linemen trying to pull his way in.
That's definitely the reason that normally you would not, you know, want to leave, obviously, but yeah. Richard
Perry here. And the 2 point shot is good. I believe Cody Martin with Aaron Lane, the running back. Aaron Lane is a 6C. Aaron, trying to get the 2 point run. The 2 point try is no good to go in this one. Sogatuck's lead is down to 58-13. But, again, this game pretty much hinged on the first half. Sogatuck held control. And then that first drive in the second half after Goebbels scored their touchdown. When they got another one, then they would have to be able to play regular clock. And then they could do something about maybe a comeback going. But the Indians got that long drive on their first offensive series in the second half. And then on the ensuing kickoff, a miscue, and Segovia swooped in for an 11-yard fumble recovery touchdown run, and that was that. So the Indians' lead is now cut to 45 and 58-13. And the freshman quarterback, Tyler Hunt, we'll see more of him next 3 years. Like Blake Dunn, he's a freshman. He's handling the kickoff chores. High kickoff. And it's Blake Dunn at the 14. Left side, he'll run out of bounds. Not really. What just trying just basically to run out the clock. And it's a super running clock situation. Well, with a 45-point lead, they'll just keep the clock on running. And it is a situation where the clock will just keep on running as this game goes on. Blake Dunn stays in at quarterback. Alex Segovia played a couple of downs, which is normal for Saugatuck in blowout games where they would have Segovia finish up at quarterback. He is the backup. But this time Blake Dunn will continue as the single caller. And I wouldn't be surprised if Bill Dunn goes into the victory formation and has Dunn go on a knee. He could probably do that with the running clock. But they'll run the regular offense. And it is Hartman, left side, with the carry. And Cole Hartman gets it to about the 36-yard line. Nobody told the PA announcer downstairs that Cole Hartman changed his number from 51 to 34. But, hey, Mason Lawson here at Goebbels wears 63 when he's on the line, but 31 when he's in an offensive position. So they do it here. Why not let the Indians do it? Minute 12 to go on the running clock. Indians with the lead. Second down, handoff up the middle. And let's see who got it. The running
handoff to Alex Anschutz up the middle.
Anschutz with the carry. And Alex gets it past the 40, moves the 6 to about the 43-yard line. Under a minute to go. And Blake Dunn says, okay, we can go kneel. And that's probably what's going to happen now. In fact, the Indians are in a pre-bet mode. And the Saugatuck Indians will win their 8th game of the season. Blake Dunn is just making sure the back judge.
They're running clock. What happens when a team is off?
5, 10 seconds to go. Under a minute. That's going to be Dunn.
Instead of stopping the clock after every play and this and that, they just.
And
because if you're up 48, nothing. They did not need to just destroy them 90 to.
Championship by
like
defeating
the
Tigers tonight by a final score of 58-13. We'll recap the game for you and finish things up with Aaron Goebbels in a moment. You're listening to Saugatuck High Football on 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheBand.com. Back here at Goebbels High School, where the Saugatuck Indians have defeated the Goebbels Tigers by a final score of 58-13. What the Indians will receive, the SAC North Championship Trophy from Goebbels Athletic Director Chris Miller. And we want to thank Chris
Miller for having us. Ladies and gentlemen, your attention to the center of the field where the
for tonight's game, it was all Saugatuck tonight. From the first play of scrimmage with Alvin Govia ran 67 yards before a touchdown.
Congratulations.
They continued scoring on Joe Kieselowski's 45-yard touchdown run. Another Joe Kieselowski 5-yard this time. A Blake Dunn 65-yard touchdown run. A 25-yard touchdown pass.
Also Alvin one yard updated score.
By Damian Waldo led to a Joe Shagway fumble recovery in the end zone for a touchdown. Run all the first half. Sargent led 46-0. The Bulls Tigers did a score back on their first possession of the second half. Tyler Hunt, 8 yards. Responded with a touch run of its own from 11-yard run. Fumble at the 11-yard line, scooped up, the loose ball scooped up by Alex. We ran it in for the touchdown, and 15-7, and then a 1-yard TD run, the scoring. The final score of 58-13. With a record of 8-1. Goebbels needing to win to get into the postseason. Do not get it. They finish at 5-4 on the regular season and 4-1 in the SAC. So while the Tiger season is over, the Saugatuck Indians await further instructions from the FBS. And I will go which division, who the opponent will be, whether or not it's more field around the world. Sunday night, they'll know about that. By Monday afternoon, there's no date and time. When we know, we will pass it on to you. And we hope to be with you next Friday night. We hope to have the game next Friday night here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. I want to remind you as well, we have entertained the Kalamazoo Hornets. Broadcast time 6:40 here on 92.7 The Van and 92.7TheVan.com. Again, we can't do a broadcast without the help of a lot of fine people. Thanks to Athletic Director Chris Miller, Head Coach Jim Wisely, and all the people here at Goebbels for their help and hospitality. Thanks to Athletic Director and Head Coach Bill Dunn and all the staff at Saugatuck High for their help. Thanks to Don Dimestra here at our studio, in our broadcast location. Eric Michaels and our trainee Holly helping us back at the studio, making sure everything runs smoothly. We appreciate that. Thanks to our fine sponsors who have been with us throughout the regular season. Kudos to the Butler Restaurant, Saugatuck Schools, and the Saugatuck Athletic Boosters, Randy's, Shoreline Orthopedics, Spectator Sports Bar and Grill, Coral Gables, Prince's Hallmark, just all fine people that have helped bring you Saugatuck football throughout the 2013 season. And finally, most importantly, thanks to all of you. We hope you enjoyed the game. If you're a Saugatuck fan, you certainly enjoyed the final score. And a reminder again, our coverage of Saugatuck High football does not end. When we sign off, I'll have a chance to chat with head coach Bill Dunn after the game to talk about the contest. It'll be on a podcast on our website at 92.7theVan.com, along with a podcast of this broadcast. And you can be able to listen to it anytime, download it as well, on our website at 92.7thevan.com. We have more of Holland's classic hits with Jeff Davis straight ahead, so keep you dialed tuned right here for more of that. For Don Dimestra and Eric Michaels, my name is Gary Stevens, saying so long from Goebbels High School, where the Saugatuck Indians win the SAC North title by defeating the Tigers tonight by a final score of 58-13. Good night, everybody.